mangilik nanang galuh caramin matanya uma batulan mencari akan rajakinya. Hujanlah bat arus darat wan galumbangnya, awak basah kedinginan di tengah sungai. Abang maluntar baluman tentu pakulinya. Abang patulah mencari akan rezekinya.
listener, here is quote of the day. To reach something, one must fight for it, like picking a coconut on the tree. You do not wait it fall, like a ripe durian. A quote by Muhammad Natsir. Listener, Muhammad Natsir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the Prime Minister in the era of 1950 until 1951. The Masyumi organization figure and a freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. And that's quote of the day.
Dan bila nanti engkau bisa Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Thank you.
And then also his voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So Indonesia is expanding the wings for Indonesian content industry through the Hong Kong Film Art 2025, which was held on the 17th until 20th of March 2025. And the Indonesian government was present there through something called the Indonesian Pavilion. And in here, Indonesia of course got the chance to showcase ourselves in front of more than 7,000 practitioners of the industry, from the distribution, production, the sales agent, and all the things. And Indonesia too was also represented by a company called Telkom Metra. And according to the president director of Telkom Metra, Pramasaleh Haryo Utomo, they joined the event because they want to build the Indonesian content industry ecosystem that have the same value or the same competitiveness in the international world.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai hati. Seakan-akan kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu. Seperti udara yang kuhelat kau selalu ada.
in remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Bersamamu or Together With You. The song was very popular in like 2000s or 2010s amongst the youngsters, and so for today it become a kind of classic for a lot of people. And if you want to listen more music coming from Indonesia, make sure to stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, or maybe you can tune into the application RRI Digital Mobile Application, available for Android and also iOS. You can use this application not only to listen to the Voice of Indonesia but to all channels by Radio Republic of Indonesia. Especially if you like jazz, you have to try listen to RRI Jazz channel. In there we'll talk about the jazz scenes not only in Indonesia but also from across the globe. And also if you wanna listen something about culture from Indonesia, you can tune into Pro 4. For news you can go to Pro 3, and also a lot more are all available on the application RRI Digital. So what are you waiting for? Download right now on your iOS or Android gadgets. Another good thing from Indonesia is coming up next. It's about angklung, a traditional bamboo music instrument from West Java. South Pigeon on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Italian UAS. I come from the Philippines. It's a different type of invention found in Indonesia. And yeah, I heard it was originally claimed by Malaysia, but then it was found out that it was originally from Indonesia. And then I think it was announced by UNESCO just, I think, 2 years ago, or it was recent.
That was the atmosphere in an Angklung musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Sound Angklung Ujo, West Java. Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when angklung was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yom Sutiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini itu yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat ya saya sendiri nggak tahu itu kapan ya.
The bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord, or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests."
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Dayang Oktaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
"Awalnya nggak ada nadanya, Pak. Bukan selain ropelong. Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya musik ritmis.
Jengjung, 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 jengjung,
jengjung. Itu dipergunakan untuk..."
"Initially there was no tone, no salendro nor pelok. Originally angklung was just rhythmic music, jeng gonjreng gonjreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Donjreng donjreng donjreng, so there was no tune. But then the outside Baduis created dami lalati dachuns, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Dayang Sutigna was interested in it. He was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dayang tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in schools. He was rejected. Why? Because at that time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When they played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do is Mr. Dayang. Why did he do that? Because at that time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment."
"Erik, very nice. It's the second time. We went here last year, and it was last year, it was so nice. We want to see it again. So, second time, it was very nice."
"Perfect. I've been here for the seventh time, and I've been seven times here. When it's not nice, I don't come back."
Those were the comments of two foreign tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo. They were amazed with the music because angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Dayang Oktaviani Ujo.
"Angklung ini merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu, dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ratusan kali, itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu kita dalam sejarah, Belanda kocar-kacir.
Angklung is an incredible weapon.
Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets, no. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia have been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Heydar from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Nama saya Heydar. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, suka. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh.
My name is Heydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
My name is George Kojine. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now I can, like, you know, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they make music from this bamboo, like Angklung. Yeah, I also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class, yeah. Very easy. Back home, I have to like, if I want to teach Angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, we don't have much bamboo.
More and more people are interested in learning Angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated Angklung as masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the Angklung master, Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir Angklung ini bisa orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Karena apa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China, ya.
But I'm more worried that other people would play Angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play Angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play it better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that Angklung recognition as World Cultural Heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga, gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi Angklung itu dievaluasi ya oleh UNESCO, kalau nanti evaluasi.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So Angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if Angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to Angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing these concerns, the government of West Java Province has made some efforts to preserve Angklung, as stated by the head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province.
Nah, untuk apa ya mengantisipasi supaya
in order to keep Angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make Angklung-related activities in schools. So Angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for Angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional Angklung instructors to train the students and to form Angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang.
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian.
Because I think the conservation, development and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Angklung would be created if all are aware that Angklung is fun, as perceived by the artist Angklung, Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Yuk nyadar gitu, Angklung itu menyenangkan.
Let's create Angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's package it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what Angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that Angklung is like this.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Like laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch, and it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health still forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Does it have to be dramatic, like skydiving through the sky? You're sitting under the stars to see it shine. I thought this thing is supposed to feel this warm and soft and pure. Then if love is a game, then I'll play along. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? People say it's a thousand words, but I say none, all track of time when we're together. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so. It doesn't feel like it's heaven, but it feels fine to be here by your side. So do you need a reason to fall in love?
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today. We'll be right back.
Listener, here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto officially inaugurated 31 ambassadors extraordinary and plenipotentiary. The detail by Dora Pardede.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto officially inaugurated 31 ambassadors extraordinary and plenipotentiary of the Republic of Indonesia at the State Palace, Jakarta, Monday. In a press conference after the inauguration, Indonesian Ambassador to the Republic of Korea, Cecep Herawan, representing the other inaugurated ambassadors, said that being an ambassador is an extension of the nation and state in friendly countries. Therefore, Cecep also promised to maintain the mandate and tries to give his best, especially in implementing the president priority programs.
We will maintain the mandate given to all of us, and we will try our best to give the nation and state, especially in order to implement the priority programs for President Prabowo Subianto.
Cecep Herawan explained that initiating the process of becoming ambassador, the 31 newly appointed ambassadors have undergone an orientation process conducted by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs so that they all have the same vision in implementing the Prabowo government's vision, namely Astacita. With direction and support from the central government, according to Cecep, the ambassador will continue to strive to make a positive contribution to development of the nation and state. The 31 ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary inaugurated by President Prabowo include Manahan Sitompo as ambassador to Bosnia and Herzegovina, Penny Dewi Herasati as ambassador to Hungary, and Muhsin Shihab as ambassador to Canada. Concurrently, the International Civil Aviation Organization. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian government is improving the quality of migrant workers by preparing vocational high school graduates to work abroad. As the first step, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education and the Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers signed a cooperation agreement. The detail by Dora Pardede.
The Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers signed a cooperation to improve the quality of Indonesian migrant workers through vocational education with the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in Jakarta Monday. Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Muti, in a press conference after the signing of the cooperation agreement, revealed that through the agreement, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education and the Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers will work together to prepare vocational high school graduates who are ready to work abroad. Abdul Muti explained that the students who will be prepared are planned to come from vocational high school that have been ranked as excellent program with a 4-year study period, where the last year is for preparation to work abroad.
Dan kami merencanakan SMK-SMK kita.
And we plan to design our vocational high schools, especially those with programs of excellent rate, to become schools with a little bit longer duration than other vocational high schools. We designed those schools to have a 4-year long study, and the last 1 year is to prepare them to work in foreign countries.
Meanwhile, on the same occasion, Minister of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers Abdul Kadir Karding revealed that the signing of the collaboration was a joint commitment to create a vocational or training ecosystem, especially to prepare prospective workers who will be placed abroad. Abdul Kadir Karding further explained that after the signing of this cooperation, the Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers will conduct mapping of overseas work demand. In addition, according to Abdul Kadir Karding, the curriculum for the last 1 year in vocational high school will be adjusted to the needs of the overseas job market. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
And let's start with the news from Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
So, good afternoon everyone. And Steve is coming back here with you with a lot of information from Indonesia, available on vionis.id, the application RRI Digital. And also I would like to welcome people watching from the RRI Net channel. Welcome to the Voice of Indonesia. And today we'll have a lot of things to discuss. One of them is about the upcoming homecoming period and the Eid, and we would like to see it from the tourism sector. So we are going to talk about the tourism event maybe, or event program specialized for the upcoming Eid al-Fitr. Once again, it's available on vionis.id, the application RRI Digital, and also the RRI Net channel. And to start, let's listen to this one. I got a song by Shalan 7, Melompat Lebih Tinggi.
Kita berlari dan teruskan bernyanyi. Kita buka lebar pelukan mentari. Bila pun terjatuh nanti, kau siap melangkah aku lebih tinggi. Seperti pedih yang telah kita bagi, layaknya luka yang telah terobati. Bila kita jatuh nanti, kita siap untuk melompat lebih tinggi. Bersama kita pinta.